care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to stop caring what others think of you in 3 simple steps. Enjoy.
We have this desperate need for approval and validation from others. We always want other people to tell us that we're good and that we're doing the right thing. Why? And what is it actually doing to our social status and to our personal success? Now, one thing you have to understand is that this is an innate quality in humans. When you see a badass that seemingly doesn't care what people think, there's usually an element of other people approving of his or her amazing personality. In the end, they're getting approval. And it's an interesting scenario because on the other hand, a person who is needy gets no approval. The insecure people in our society are rarely praised. And another thing is that when they get criticized, it shoots a big hole in any confidence they did have in themselves. So the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Essentially, the equation looks something like this. The people that don't have a need for approval, or seemingly are not seeking approval, end up getting a ton of validation and approval coming their way. While somebody who seemingly shows the need for approval, is needy and tries to get other people to validate them, ends up with absolutely no validation and in the end becomes more disliked. So here are the main steps to reclaiming your own sense of validation and approval so that you can begin to feel certain in yourself and no longer feel the need to be approved, which will in turn grant you all of the approval and validation you have ever desired. Yeah, it's funny how it works. Step 1. Brainwash yourself. More than likely, you have already been brainwashed by society that you need to fit in and be a good little boy or girl. Clearly, that's not working the way that people expect it to. So it's time to go ahead with some self-induced brainwashing. First off, of course you should build confidence and real self-belief through getting good at certain skills and certain aspects of life, improving your character, maybe working on your charisma. But one of the easiest and most effective strategies that you can use is simply telling yourself a different story. So instead of saying, oh God, what are they gonna think of me? Oh no, do people approve of me? Am I any good? Tell yourself, I don't care what other people think of me. I don't care. I just don't care. I no longer need validation and approval from other people. I approve of myself. And that is enough. If you do this over a longer period of time, it works like magic. Because the thoughts that you think most often, your most dominant thoughts, become your reality. If you can hold it in your mind for long enough, even if it's 3 minutes a day, it will show in your character very, very quickly. Step 2. Tune out disapproving people. There are some individuals that no matter what you do for them, will never give you the approval that you seek. Often that can be your parents or friends that you admire, but the key is to understand that if you stick around and keep getting disapproved by these people, if they tell you that you are no good, it's going to get to you eventually. It is very important that you stay away from them if at all possible, especially while you're still building up a sense of certainty in yourself. Now, if you cannot escape their reach and you have to spend some time around them, then this is the key. When they speak to you with their nonsense, simply reject the information. You have the power with your conscious mind. Say to yourself in your head, this is useless to me. I don't care what they say. And the message that they're trying to convey will bounce right off you instead of sinking into your subconscious mind and then becoming some major insecurity that keeps bothering you for the next 20 years of your life. Again, you might not always be able to get rid of them completely and eliminate them from your life, but the least you can do is guard your subconscious mind. Then there's the almighty step 3. Be you. Yeah, that sounds pretty cliche and we've heard that over and over again. But it's about actually applying it. Be as weird as you are. Be as crazy as you are. Be who you are, however you are. Because when you're being yourself, you're no longer straining to put on a mask and you begin to let go. This is an extremely attractive quality in human beings. If you're pretending to be someone you are not, just to please people, you will begin to lose confidence in yourself, and eventually other people will catch on anyways. So there's no use trying to put up this mask all the time and trying to fake it till you make it, or trying to fit in somewhere where you clearly don't belong. But when you simply let go and allow yourself to express fully without choking your inner voice, everything becomes a lot easier. And people get attracted to you. They want to be around you and they start validating you, and you just keep building and building and growing and improving. Now, finally, the key is that you have to stay with these steps. If you start to slip and slide, you may fall into worrying about what people think of you again.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.